Pentagon official saying some pilots have been afraid to report them because they were afraid it would hurt their careers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 60 degrees in Flemington. The forecast for today is partly sunny, then a chance of showers. Tonight, showers likely after 5 p.m. and before 3 a.m. Friday, showers likely, and then thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday night, and then it clears out for Saturday, when it will be mostly sunny with a high of 61.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the Library Chef. We're off to a little bit of a slow start here.
Starting this Jennifer time, it's not my fault.
Winberry, yeah, for the first time, it's not Jennifer's fault. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, and two special guests that we'll introduce you to in a moment. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. On today's show, the Friends of the Hunterton County Library annual used book sale is this weekend, one of the biggest and best book sales on the East Coast. We'll tell you what to expect. I'm afraid I can't say my Jennifer statement today if we can, with our young guests.
Just say it, maybe it'll go over there. You have
to
know.
They're going to be looking at me funny. Entries are coming in for the annual ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale on June 8th. Save the date if you're a local artist. We'll tell you how to enter. I feel funny saying it. So every week I make a little comment about Jennifer here. Jennifer says it's sad that a family can be torn apart by something as simple as wild dogs.
Cameron's dog isn't wild.
Hunterton County Community Day, summer reading clubs for kids and adults, concerts, programs, displays, and so much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
And who are our two special guests here today? Want to introduce yourselves? What are your names?
Cameron. Jackson.
Cameron and Jackson? Cool. Well, welcome to the library show. Why are you here today?
To show you our businesses.
Did you, you've been drawing some pictures? I'm an artist. Did you know that? Can I see your pictures? What have you been drawing? Is this something special?
A soccer team.
Cameron's a soccer player?
So we just spent about an hour making our own business.
Oh, yeah? And Cameron's going to be selling soccer balls?
He wanted to create and sell soccer balls.
Very nice. $15 for a soccer ball? That sounds like a good deal. I think I'd like that. What about you, Jackson?
I'm selling comics.
Comic books. So comic books for $5 each? These are good deals. I like it. And these are the people coming to buy the comic books. What's your favorite comic book?
Oh, I made up a comic book. It's really selling.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of the character?
The Crying Metal Baby.
It's from Minecraft.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Do you watch movies with the comic movies? Do you like any of the movies that come out with comic book characters? Like,
yeah.
What ones do you like?
Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants? Do they make a movie with him, or is it books?
There's a movie. There's no movie, but it's a show.
There's a movie.
Show. And a show? Captain Underpants. I know about
yeah.
the books.
Kevin Hart did the voice. He's in the book.
Oh, yeah. I know we have the books at the Hunterdon County Library,
yeah.
if I'm not
yes,
mistaken.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
In our new youth services department on the upper level of the Hunterdon County Library. Do you guys ever go to the Hunterdon County Library? Cameron, do you go?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been there since they moved the children's room upstairs?
No.
They moved it upstairs, so now the children
yeah,
have
I,
a bit.
I know that they moved it upstairs.
You did? Do you like it upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, right? You got all those windows.
I've never been upstairs before.
Well, now you'll have to come see it. And they're going to do a lot more stuff.
We're getting a discovery table on Monday, which is going to have all kinds of learning games.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Me either.
So
I got the email.
It's
so
bigger.
It's the book about the crime.
So how come you're not in school today, Cameron?
Why aren't we in school?
Because it's take your child to work
there.
Okay.
Nice. Are you glad? Do you miss school?
No.
I thought it was spring break this week.
It is.
But they went back today and tomorrow.
Oh, because it's
snow. And I don't. And I get off the whole week because tomorrow we're leaving for Boston.
What?
So you're cutting school tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Your father approves of this.
That's public information.
And my sister has to go to school today.
All right, Cameron's
statements
teacher.
Statements made by Cameron Phelan do not necessarily reflect.
He wants to stay home now.
Yeah.
Well,
why are you going to Boston?
Because it's my sister's birthday.
Oh,
Natalie. How's Natalie doing, by the way?
Good.
Natalie's been a guest on this show on Take Your Child to Work Day in the past couple of years. I heard she had a little accident. How is she feeling?
She's good. She's off both of her crutches now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
And you were in a play over the weekend, Cameron?
Yes.
What were you?
It wasn't Cats, was it?
It was not.
Okay.
He was a centurion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in the Passion play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Nice.
Jackson, what grade are you in?
I like your name Jackson. What's it from? Where did we get the name Jackson?
I don't know if we can say it on the radio.
From the Johnny Cash
show,
song?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, Sons of Anarchy. Okay.
The main character's name was Jackson, and my husband named both of my children. The second one's named after a comic book, Oliver. Which
Oliver?
Is from the Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah?
Oliver.
Oliver and Jackson. So you have one brother?
I have one brother and one sister.
You have a brother too?
Did your dad know about this?
I was trying to talk about a comic.
Jackson, you know what? We had a comic book fest at the library a couple years ago. And we're going to have another one. So you'll have Yep. You have to help us out with that when we're ready to plan it.
You have to come for sure.
We had Minecraft. We had live Minecraft. We covered 500 boxes with paper.
So tell me what you guys want to talk about. You talk about the library and the show, but we can talk about whatever you want. Anything, Jackson? What do you like to talk about besides comic books?
On the same
You're on the same soccer team?
Uh-huh.
Is soccer going on right now, or does that happen in the summer?
No, it just happens on...
In the fall.
In the Sunday.
Spring. Oh, it's going on now on Sundays? Mm-hmm. How is your team? Are you guys good?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I only played 1 year of soccer. And,
why?
I don't know why. Maybe I wasn't any good at it. I don't remember.
This is my sixth year.
You're 6 years at soccer?
Mm-hmm. I'm 6 years.
How old are you?
Soccer. I'm 6 years soccer.
Can you guys sing?
Yes.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you guys sing a song for us? If Jennifer wants to play, Jennifer, did you listen to the archives last week?
I have to. I haven't had a minute yet.
You would love the way I opened the show last week.
Okay, I'm going to when I get back after lunch.
So you played on the air to...
I'm not a singer.
You're not? What kind of music do you like?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll? Be more specific. What kind of rock and roll? What singers?
He asks tough questions, Cameron. Just beware.
This is a tough question. Cameron knows this one. What rock and roll singers? Like old rock, like the Beatles, or somebody more recent, like, I don't know, Green Day. Are they still relevant? Any one of those? Have you heard of any of those? Bruce Springsteen?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of him? You like him? There you go. Me too.
Entirely too much.
No, too much. I just read today they're putting out a new album in June or something.
Do you like the Beatles?
Have you ever heard of the Beatles? Really? Name one Beatles' first name. Tough one. Or can you name a Beatles song?
Deagle is a Beatles name.
It's a funny name for a band, isn't it? So what else is planned for Take Your Child to Work Day after the radio show? What else? Are you going out to lunch somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Going to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
And then we'll go to the play place.
There we go. Throw them in the play place.
In Chick-fil-A, there's a play place?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been in Chick-fil-A.
We did story time at Chick-fil-A once.
Once? Why didn't
Wait, you? I went to
And it didn't go well or something? What happened?
At the library, yeah.
You go to story time?
You do go to story time? Nice.
When he was younger.
Did you go to Miss Adrian's story time? Or Miss Amy's?
I don't know. You do craft, right?
Where's your brother Oliver today?
He's with his dad at home.
Oh, okay. He didn't get
I know
to
Oliver.
Work. How old is Oliver? I have a dog named Oliver.
Nice.
I'm six. Jackson's five.
You in kindergarten or first grade?
Kindergarten.
These are not difficult questions, Cameron. Are you in the same school? You know, Jackson.
No.
Jackson, we're streaming this live. You're looking a little comfy.
Oh, that's right. You guys are on TV. You see this over here? Look on the computer over here. Say hi to the world.
Hi.
Can we put this on the library Facebook?
Someone in Australia might be watching you right now. St. Jackson, that's a cool name. What happened to his front tooth? That's what they're asking.
Go ahead. Tell them about your tooth.
They had to get it out because it was pushing on my little tooth. My little tooth was pushing on the tooth that came out.
Gotcha.
I have
sharp
teeth.
It would have gotten crooked.
I have sharp teeth.
You have shark teeth or sharp teeth?
Shark.
Sharp.
In your mouth?
I have sharp teeth.
So did it hurt when they took it out?
No.
Did you keep it and give it to the tooth fairy?
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
All of my bottom teeth are my sharp teeth.
So what's the tooth fairy given these days?
What is the going rate for a tooth fairy?
How much did you get from the tooth fairy, you remember? Yeah. I think it was $5.
What?
Because it was...
I thought it was $2.
Yeah, I thought it was a quarter.
My three children collectively, over the span of their childhood, didn't get $5.
I think it's because it got pulled.
Inflation, you gotta love it.
It was a rough experience.
Yeah, that's scary.
My friend Gianna lost 7 teeth.
Wow. In one blow?
And she's only in kindergarten.
What?
She's got a tidy little nest egg. She can move out soon.
So how was Easter?
Out of
two. Cameron, how did your Easter go besides the passion play?
Good.
Did you do any egg dyeing or egg hunting or anything? Do they still do that?
We did go on an egg hunt, and my sister forgot where all of the eggs were.
Oh,
so we couldn't go on it anymore.
Oh, bummer.
Did you egg hunt?
I would say yes.
Did you color eggs too?
Yes.
You did?
I made a hot
We bobbed for apples.
I miss coloring eggs. All my kids are too old and they don't want to do that stuff anymore. Are you ever going to get too old where you don't want to color eggs? Isn't that crazy?
Why didn't
you're
you just...
always going to want to color eggs.
My mother just colored eggs.
My mom's only 29.
Oh, she'll be very happy to hear that.
Your mom's 29.
But it can't get back. Because that's a
how old's your dad, Cameron?
That's a special back. Remember the
orange one with the... A hatchimal leg?
Yeah.
Cameron, how old's your dad?
50.
Got that right.
Is he?
Next month.
How old is he?
But his mom's only 29.
Spring chicken.
34. My dad
is
34.
Is Easter?
34? My dad's way older than your dad.
All right. How old are you? Hey, Jackson. How old am I?
67.
You're not that far off.
32.
What'd you say?
32.
32? Well, thank you. I'm like halfway between both of your guests. I'm 54. 54. Can you believe that? And I'm still walking around without crutches and stuff.
How old are your kids?
My kids, my youngest daughter is 20, I gotta do the math, 95.
Should be
24. Should be 24. Then I have a son who's 30.
I'll be
6.
31.
You're gonna be
6. I'm gonna be 7.
In January.
Next which already passed.
I wanna be 6 in July.
What? So is Easter your favorite holiday?
No, I like Christmas.
Besides Christmas, what's your favorite holiday?
Halloween.
Oh, I
like Halloween,
that makes
Christmas
sense.
And Easter.
I don't really like Easter.
You like Valentine's?
You have a girlfriend? He has a girlfriend.
So I like summer.
I want to hear, what's your job as a centurion in the Passion Play? Did you have to arrest Jesus? Is that what
you did? No. Arrest Jesus?
Didn't they arrest Jesus?
No.
Did I get, am I get
they
the
burned
boyfriend?
Him on the cross.
Oh, they put him on the cross?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How did you feel about that? I don't think that was good.
And my brother is in pain.
I brought it up. I'm sorry. Didn't think you'd go into
it's
it.
It's better about it. We were talking about Cats last week. I'm sure your play was much better than Cats.
Cats are doing a movie of Cats.
Oh, great.
In the fall.
Yeah. His brother just had tonsils removed.
What's a tonsil fairy leave?
Zero.
I have a friend that has a hole in his neck. Like right here.
His neck had to get cut open.
Well, not like that. In the inside.
What?
That's weird.
Now we're this sounds like Game of Thrones there or something.
You
got a
fashion play.
Maybe they just threw a little knife.
So what are our plans for the summer?
Back up from her still out.
You guys like summer. What are you doing in the summer? Are you going on vacation anywhere?
I'm going to the Poconos for 2 weeks.
Yeah. For 2 weeks
I'm
to the Poconos?
I'm going to Disney World.
You go to Disney. Oh, no, you're up my ass. Now we're talking. Disney World, have you ever been there?
Yeah.
You have been there?
What?
What's your favorite parts of Disney World? I've been to Disney World more times than you can probably count. My kids loved it.
1,000?
Maybe not that many.
You're not giving them much credit.
Count. I forgot, you can count.
16?
Probably more than that. Probably 25 times.
Or 2,000.
So what's your favorite part of Disney World? I know everything about it. I know everything about
the
Disney World.
The Haunted Mansion?
Yulia? Yeah. I like the Haunted Mansion.
I want, my brothers want to go on there. He thinks it's like scary. Because like, you know what? My mom and my dad, they brought friends. And they went in the Haunted Mansion.
Wait, let's go back to your dad having friends.
My dad was. And guess what? Whichever we did, it was flags, but I got they went around the hallway, like, was like, and there was ghosts down, and like down there, but they were automatic, and I don't know why. My dad's friends almost jumped out of the car.
They got run over.
No, they didn't even jump out. They just slammed their head into the wall.
So what's your favorite ride in Disney World?
I don't know which one. But one time I went to Six Flags, they got
scared.
What?
What about
the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train? You like that one? Isn't that too scary?
No.
You like that one?
The
girl
guy.
Wow.
And I like his Skull Mountain at Six Flags.
Skull Mountain? You like the roller coasters, huh? Good for you.
But only...
I like the
only one roller coaster that... I said roller coaster. That's weird. I don't like one roller coaster that's on the Dark Knight. It's when you have to watch like a little TV, but it like scares you. It like
I like all of the roller coasters.
Is it at Six Flags too, the Dark Knight?
Yeah, on the Dark Knight there was Two-Face talking on a microphone. Then he turns into the real Two-Face.
Oh god!
And then we just went under like, but in Nevada wasn't any like scary faces. It was like only traps.
Yeah, that was perfect for you—a comic book roller coaster. That was made just for you. I thought you'd be. You sure you're tall enough to go on roller coasters?
And actually, guess what? One thing like scared me on another ride.
Sure, doesn't like slip.
But one ride, it like shut off automatically.
I like the Dark Mountain the best.
The Dark Mountain?
Where's that? On Bouncy Metropolis, but it like shut off one time. Like
I forget.
And one time there was like a joke on the car, and he was like shut off for the whole ride.
Wow.
Where'd you go last week, Cameron?
Cameron, are you ever home?
No. Do you remember?
Boston, Poconos.
Did you go to Philadelphia last week?
Oh, cool.
No.
Yes.
Did you go to the Revolutionary War Museum?
No.
Yeah.
I want to go there. I haven't been there yet.
I didn't do anything last weekend.
All right, 2 weeks ago? When did you go to the Revolutionary
War? 2 weekends ago.
Three weekends ago.
I heard they had George Washington's tent there. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
I
they
want
put
to
on
see
a
that.
Whole show about it.
Did they?
It so
did you like it? Because I want to go. Would you recommend it? Do you think I would like it?
I kind of like it.
As little you know of me, do you think I would like
it? But there's like, it goes like around, so there's a lot of walking.
Uh-huh. Which is good.
And did you
only 54, Cameron. I can still walk.
Jim remembers when the Revolutionary War happened.
And also, you get to go down to the basement, and one of the employees, they dress up as one of the revolutionary people.
Nice. And then kind of explain things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sounds like I would love that. Okay, I think we probably are way overdue for a commercial here. So let's go to a commercial break, and then we'll figure out what we want to talk about next. How's that sound?
Good.
How's that sound, Jennifer?
That sounds terrific. I'm here to please.
At
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Show with Jackson and Cameron, joined by Michelle, Jennifer, and Jim. It's time for Today in History. I'm going to explain how this works, guys. This time every week I ask Jennifer and our listening audience questions about events that happened on today's date. Today is April 25th, so I ask her about things that happened on today's date, and also some people who were born on April 25th or who died on April 25th, and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. I only have one. I don't have much today, actually. I kind of dropped the ball on this one. Nothing really piqued my interest. I only have one event that happened on today, and it happened in 1901, way back, 1901. New York becomes the first U.S. state to require automobiles to have what?
License plates.
Now, how did you know that? License plates? How did you know that?
I know things.
So before 1901, Cameron, cars didn't have license plates on them, so you, I guess there was no DMV at that point.
No, seatbelts were in the 60s.
Horns or something. I would have said horns.
No, they used to have them on the side. Maybe they required them, but they had...
I don't know. Okay, here's some people who were born on April 25th. Good luck with these.
Me or them?
Maybe all of you. 1874. I can't even pronounce his first name. Guglielmo Marconi was born.
How very appropriate.
Yes.
He is the father of the radio.
He invented the radio, or how to transmit radio. Was he from New Jersey?
I don't know.
Was it the Marconi experiment, something?
I'm really not inclined to look it up right now.
1940, Al Pacino was born. You guys ever hear of Al Pacino? He's an actor.
Well, I don't have to answer that one then.
You've got to give me a movie he was in.
Goodfellas.
You know a movie he was in?
Mario? Mario!
There you go. 1945. Bjorn Ulvaeus.
Wait, I know a whole bunch of movies for Al Pacino.
You named one.
The Godfather. Can I keep going? Yeah. Okay, who is this now?
Bjorn Ulvaeus was born.
He's Swedish. I don't know.
Bjorn was one of the bees in the band ABBA.
ABBA. Hmm.
Bjorn and Benny and Agnetha and...
Under other circumstances, I might have given it a shot.
So ABBA, of course, the popular group. Are they going to put your pictures? That's a good idea. Going to put your pictures for the world to see. You're now officially world-famous artists.
Don't mind us. We'll just keep doing our thing.
So Bjorn Ulvaeus, one of the songwriters, Benny and Bjorn wrote all of
ABBA.
The music.
S.O.S.
Dancing Queen, etc., etc. And then finally, 1946, Talia Shire.
She's a movie actress.
Name. She was in two huge movies. You've already said one of them.
She's in The Godfather.
Correct.
But you know what? You know why I stopped? Because I have a friend whose name is Talia Shire. But she's not the actress. She was in The Godfather.
And another famous 70s movie. One of the biggest movies to come out of the 70s. One Best Picture. It's a sports movie.
Oh, Chariots of Fire?
No.
That was the 80s. Sports movie from the 70s?
One Best Picture? Okay. Had a lot of sequels.
A sports movie.
Rocky.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Rocky is correct. Sorry.
Holy mackerel.
Talia Shire as Adrian.
Adrian, yes.
Okay, and then died on this date. In 1972, George Sanders. Good luck if you get this one.
No, don't touch.
I only know him from one thing and one thing only.
What year did he die?
And it was just his voice. He was born in 1906. He died in 1972.
No, that's not the George. No.
He was a famous English actor. He had a very popular accent, like a very classy accent. He was the voice of Shere Khan in The Jungle Book, the Disney movie The Jungle Book. That's how I know him. 1995, Art Fleming.
He was a game show host. What's My Line?
Incorrect.
The original Jeopardy?
The original host of Jeopardy. Correct. Very good. And a Jeopardy, I believe, has a... Have you been reading about that?
Oh, there's a champion who just broke $1 million. Right.
Yeah, he's like...
I don't know how long he's been on.
He's going to set the record. I think he's a professional gambler.
Yes, I saw.
Okay, 1995. Also 1995 died Ginger Rogers.
She was a dancer, Fred Astaire's partner. A lot. She in the movie Top Hat?
I believe that's correct. Her famous quote was, you think Fred Astaire is a good dancer? Try doing it backwards and in high heels. That was her famous quote. At 2009, Bea Arthur.
She was Maud or a Golden Girl.
Correct. All over. Bea
Arthur. Dorothy.
Zabornak. Fan of hers.
Yeah.
1 + 1 =
All right, now's the math portion of our show.
Okay, guys, so you want to talk more on the radio, or are you done? What do you think? It's up to you.
We're ready to go to Chick-fil-A.
All right, well, go say thank you for having us on.
Wait,
the show.
I want to see that.
No, go on the microphone. They won't hear you.
What are we going to order at Chick-fil-A? Hamburgers? They have hamburgers there, right?
No.
I don't know what I'm getting.
All right. The floor hasn't been reinforced yet.
Okay, hey guys, I want to thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for coming.
No problem.
Hopefully have a good rest of the day. Have fun at Chick-fil-A.
You're welcome.
Have a good summer.
Bye.
Etc.
Have a good
All right. See you later.
Thank you.
And that's a take to your kids to work day here on Huntington Chamber Radio. Jennifer, not having children, how do you feel? So,
a little overwhelmed, but your children were quieter.
No, you get those are children that age. That's what you get.
They're very excited.
Yes. They're very, you know, you don't want to break their spirit or anything. You love that they have spirit like that. So, we were glad to have them. What time is it, by the way?
I have no idea. 11:37.
All right, I have tons of trivia to give you. But we do got to talk about the
book. All right, let's talk about the book sale, and then we'll go to the break, and then Jennifer needs trivia to get her head back together.
Okay, so the Friends of ACL book sale, we've been talking about it for months. It's this weekend. It is
here.
This weekend.
I know. It's crazy.
So, starting Friday is the preview sale, but that's been sold out for months, Jennifer. So yes. Saturday, all the book donations are done, the book drives are over, all the books are down at the fairgrounds being sorted into their categories, which are children's and nonfiction and fiction and the specialty boutique. So if you've never been to the book sale, this is what you're going to need to know. This Saturday, April 26th?
27th.
April 27th? No. Yes.
Saturday's 27th.
Yes, April
27th. Don't tell me now.
If you would like to pay $20 and get into the book sale 2 hours early, you're more than welcome to stop by the fairgrounds anytime after 8 a.m. and get first crack at the books. Otherwise, free admission starting at 10 a.m. to the Friends of ACL book sale. From 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., I think, Jennifer?
It is, indeed.
Or 3 p.m.?
5 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Okay, and like you said, it's used books in children's categories. There's also be DVDs and CDs.
Yes.
Sheet music, adult fiction, adult nonfiction books, all everything. It's a huge book sale, and I wasn't exaggerating when I said at the beginning of the show it's one of the biggest books.
No, and usually by now we hear some other special things, and we haven't heard anything yet this year.
So it's a big surprise this year.
I know.
And then it continues on Sunday, April 28th, with Half Price Day, all the books that were full price on Saturday are half price on Sunday. And not that full price was anything expensive on Saturday. We're talking about 50 cents to a dollar to $2 at the most for any of these books and DVDs and CDs. So come by on Sunday if you want to wait it out and get them for half price. And then Monday, April 30th.
9 to 2, bag day.
That's April 29th.
That's April 29th, bag day. 9 to 2, they will provide you bags for $5.
And then just fill up that bag for as many books as you can jam in there and carry out. So maybe you want to think getting light books so you can carry them, Jennifer. But fill up that bag.
They'll help you carry. And I always like to go back to a book sale the second day because, like, the first layer of books is gone, so you can see other things underneath.
There's so much to see.
Right.
That you kind of miss things. It's like being in an antique store almost. Like, you gloss over. There's so much to see.
Right.
So if you've never been to the Friends of ACL book sale, I highly recommend that you try it this year. What is the weather, by the way?
The weather's supposed to be good on Saturday. Sunday's looking to be a little rainy, but it is inside.
It is indoors at
the Grange Building.
Yep.
South County Park, 1207 Route 179, and Lambertville is the GPS address.
So the Friends of ACL Book Sale, we hope to see you there this weekend. We'll go to our last commercial break now. We'll come back and give Jennifer some trivia right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs. or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show, the grown-up version with just Jennifer and Jim.
Jennifer and I haven't been together on the radio show in 3 weeks, right?
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
And yeah. In that time, trivia piles up, Jennifer.
Okay.
So I got tons, more than we can get to today. Enough trivia to choke a
horse.
A cat?
What's horse. It? Choke horse? A horse.
Choke a horse? That's not right.
Yes,
choke
it
a
is.
Pig?
No, it's choke a horse.
It's not choke a horse. Okay, that's a new trivia question, obviously. All right, Jennifer, I'll pick and choose.
It's choke a horse.
Is it? Mm. I'll give you some general trivia first.
Okay.
Spell a word.
Oh.
Fahrenheit.
F-A-R-I-E. I don't know.
You're way off.
I'm way off. I can't spell.
F-A-H-R-E-N-H-E-I-T. What is the name of a series of 5 novels by James Fenimore Cooper that includes The Last of the Mohicans?
The Natty Bumppo Chronicles.
Incorrect. Natty Bumppo is the character. The Leather Stocking Tales. Now, you're a librarian, Jennifer.
I know.
Someone came up and asked this question to you.
I'd look it up to make sure I was right.
True or false, Jennifer, the borders of Norway and Finland touch?
True.
That is true. Sweden is right between them, but on the northern borders, they do indeed touch. You don't know anything about Game of Thrones, am I correct?
Correct.
In U.S. currency, Jennifer, what 3 words are written at the top of the front side of a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20, and a $50 bill? What 3 words are found on the top of all?
E pluribus unum.
Incorrect. Federal Reserve Note.
Very clever.
How about some famous quotes?
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
I have a dream.
Martin Luther King,
yeah,
Jr.
Just tell me who said the famous quote. I didn't explain, did I?
I figured
Friends,
it.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
It's from Shakespeare.
Mark Antony, after Caesar was assassinated, Jennifer. A government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
That's in the Declaration of Independence, so Thomas Jefferson?
It's in the Gettysburg Address, Jennifer.
So it's Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. No man is a failure who has friends.
Really? It's, what's his name? Jimmy Stewart as in It's a Wonderful Life.
Looking for Clarence the Angel.
Oh, Clarence.
From It's a Wonderful Life. He wrote that in the book that he gave to George. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I'll do it. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the faces of the earth. No? Lou Gehrig, when he was dying and he retired and they had a day for him at Yankee Stadium.
Very nice.
No? You ever see the movie Pride of the Yankees?
No.
Honesty is the best policy?
I do not know where that came from.
Benjamin Franklin. Tear down this wall.
Ronald Reagan.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
We talked enough about Jesus already.
Jesus Christ.
Sermon
from
on
Matthew.
The Mount.
The Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes, Jennifer. Good. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Ferris Bueller.
Very good. It's like deja vu all over again.
Mickey Mantle.
Close. Teammate that says lots of silly things.
Not Mickey Mantle.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra is correct. We have nothing to fear but fear itself.
Franklin Roosevelt.
It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. No one got this correct. It's an old-time sports writer from the 20s. Grantland Rice. The past can hurt you. You can either run from it or learn from it.
Don't know.
Rafiki from The Lion King. Walk softly and carry a big stick.
That was Teddy Roosevelt.
Very good. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
Is that a World War II quote?
Yes.
Churchill?
Yes. Give me liberty or give me death.
Patrick Henry.
Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
That's like a cartoon character.
No.
No?
Vince Lombardi.
Oh.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Jennifer.
No, I don't know.
John F. Kennedy. Really?
I'm losing focus.
The eagle has landed.
It's a reference to the moon landing.
Not a reference. It's a direct quote.
It's a quote from the moon landing. It's not Alan Shepard. John Glenn.
It's Neil Armstrong. Before he went and walked on the moon, he had to tell them that they're on the moon. We're here. I'm going to get out now and walk around. All right, let's try famous ships, Jennifer. I'm going to describe a famous ship. You tell me the name.
Okie dokie.
Name the ship that set sail from Southampton, England on September 6, 1620.
Speedwell.
We went with Jamestown. We were looking for the one that landed in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Mayflower.
Yes. The Mayflower.
Oddly enough, Speedwell came faster than the Mayflower.
But the Speedwell was actually the sister ship that never went across, right?
I'm not sure, but that's the one that came to mind first.
You remember the Speedwell, the ship that didn't make the trip.
Yes.
Opposed to the Mayflower, the one that did.
When I was having an eye exam one time, they showed me a picture of a triangle that wasn't colored in, and I said it's a delta. And they said, most people call it a triangle. I'm like, oh, yeah, that.
explains everything. This aircraft carrier, Jennifer, is now a museum in New York City. Anybody who goes to the Hunter County Library would know this answer.
The USS Intrepid.
We have free museum passes at the Hunter County Library to go to the USS Intrepid Museum. Jennifer?
Yes, we do.
This ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. Those are lyrics to a song.
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
Very good. Starbuck was the first mate on what fictional ship? The Pequod.
Pequod,
it's from Moby Dick. Correct. Starbucks coffee shops are named after Starbuck, the first mate of the Pequod. Most people don't know that, Jennifer. Jacques Cousteau studied the world's oceans aboard what ship?
The Calypso.
Very good. What's the name of the first commercially successful steamboat invented by Robert Fulton?
Mm-mm.
The Clermont. What's the name of Blackbeard's pirate ship? Queen Anne's Revenge. You think you would know that, sitting next to me for the last 5 years. I'm sure I brought
that
up.
No, I don't think that's ever come up.
John F. Kennedy, Jennifer, that you know so much about words he said, let's see if you know this one, was the commander of this boat when it sunk after getting hit by a Japanese destroyer in World War II.
And that was the PT-109.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong? Why?
Well, I didn't know if it had a name.
PT-109.
Right.
That's its name, Jennifer. This ship was believed to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide.
Noah's Ark.
And 30 cubits
wide. I listened to Bill Cosby.
In the famous movie, Jennifer, Charlene Rose tried to navigate the Ulonga River in this boat.
The African Queen.
Very good. So they can sink a German warship. The African Queen is correct. Let's see now. Do you know things about movies set in high schools? You want some more general trivia?
I can do it. I'll try the high school.
Really? Movies set in high schools. Okay.
One of my favorite movies is set in a high school.
Oh, yeah, then it's probably on here then, Jennifer. The first one's probably going to be tough for you. Fogel gets a fake ID that says his name is McLovin.
You're right.
Super bad. Samantha Baker's family forgets it's her birthday.
Sweet 16.
You're on the right track. 16 candles. With Molly Ringwald. Oh, well. The Plastics are the most popular clique in school. Mean Girls. Mark Ratner works at a mall movie theater, and his friend Mike Damone makes money scalping concert tickets. In what movie?
Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Very good. Cameron Frye borrows his father's car.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Very good. Troy and Gabriella meet at a New Year's Eve party during winter break. You won't get this one. High School Musical. Pedro Sanchez is elected class president. Napoleon Dynamite. You ever see that one?
No.
Kurt Henderson spends his last night before leaving for college trying to find a woman in a white Thunderbird.
American Graffiti.
Very good. That is correct. Kurt Henderson played by Richard Dreyfuss. This movie is about a brain, an athlete, a basket case, a princess, and a criminal.
Breakfast Club.
Very good. And finally, the T-Birds build a car right in shop class.
Race right
to race at Thunder Road. That is correct, Jennifer. Let's see.
You got 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Okay, let's do this one. Give me a second, Jennifer. I'll ask 10 questions about things that were almost first. Number one, what is the title of the second Harry Potter movie?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
The Chamber of Secrets.
That's the third
What is
one.
The second largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
That's the first. Saturn. What is the second album released by Bruce Springsteen?
Welcome to Asbury Park.
That was the first.
Greetings.
You're good at the first. The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle. What is the second professional tennis Grand Slam event played in the calendar year?
U.S. Open.
The French Open. It's the second longest river in the world.
The Nile.
That's the first.
Amazon
is second. What is the second book of the Bible?
I know Genesis is the first. Exodus.
Exodus is correct. Who was the second person to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
He was the first.
John Glenn.
Buzz
Aldrin.
What is the second smallest U.S. state by area?
Delaware.
Very good. Alphabetically, what is the second sign of the zodiac?
Leo.
Second alphabetically?
No, I'm not going through them. Aries is the first.
Aries is the second.
Aries is the second?
Yes. I think Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Comes before Aries. What was the second full Walt Disney full-length animated feature?
The first being Snow White. Sleeping Beauty.
Incorrect.
Keep going. Bambi.
Incorrect. You're getting warmer.
Fantasia.
Incorrect. You're right around it.
Lady and the Tramp.
Nope, you're getting colder.
I don't know. Cinderella.
No.
No.
The main character is a boy.
Pinocchio.
A wooden boy.
The big nose.
Okay, Jennifer, I think it's that time.
It certainly is. Thanks to Cameron and Jackson for stopping in. We always love having the kids here for Take Your Kid to Work Day. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden making it official this morning that he is running for the White House in 2020. And within minutes of making his announcement in a video posted to Twitter as well as online, some endorsements started rolling in from Democratic politicians, though the president he served with has not been among them. Barack Obama not saying anything about Biden's announcement, but Biden claims that there's a reason for that.
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
The parents accused of murdering their 5-year-old son, Andrew A.J. Friend, in a Chicago suburb are each being held on $5 million bond after a court appearance today where prosecutors wanted the two held on $10 million bond. The boy's body was found yesterday in a shallow grave. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Evangelist Franklin Graham wants Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg to repent for being gay. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham tweeting that homosexuality is, quote, something to be repentant of, not something to be flaunted, praised, or politicized. The U.S. Department of State's Rewards for Justice program is now offering up to $10 million for information on the global terrorist organization Lebanese Hezbollah.
That reward will be paid for information that would lead to a disruption of the financial mechanism of the Lebanese-based terrorist organization that receives weapons, training, and financial funding from Iran. I spoke to Michael T. Ivanov, Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security.
The purpose is to stem and go after people that are hiding or facilitating Hezbollah mechanisms for global terrorists.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. President Trump's to speak at the NRA's annual convention tomorrow. And the Navy is drafting formal procedures for its pilots to document encounters with what they believe are UFOs. A Navy spokesman says the number of intrusions and sightings have increased since 2014, and they want to understand what's going on. There have been cases of unidentified aircraft entering military-designated airspace multiple times a month lately. They say it's mysterious because these crafts exceed the Navy's aircraft speed. A former Pentagon official says the problem's been that some Navy pilots have been afraid to report their sightings, fearing they might hurt their careers, so many haven't been doing so. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey.